When the companions set out, a blanket of grey clouds swept across the sky from the south, and a light rain began to fall, lending to the miserable mood. Worry was etched across every brow save Sir Elric's, who led them solemnly. His thoughts were not consumed with worry for his loved one, but rather the fact that no one had come after him at all.
"What did you two talk to Casimir about in private?"
Merlin asked, and Sir Elric glanced over at Brannan.
I warned him that if anything happened to Valkyrie, he would have my father's wrath to deal with,"
said the elf.
"But why would they be coming after us?"
Gibrig asked.
"It just doesn't make any sense."
"Perhaps the Darklings were lying, trying to shake us up," said Sir Elric.
"I can't believe me pap would set out to stop me,"
said Gibrig.
"Maybe he was just coming to lend a helping hand. He's always helping me with stuff, even when I don't need it."
"Dingleberry is a little rascal," said Willow with a laugh. "Probably thought she was missing out. She was pretty upset when she wasn't allowed to come."
"Poor Valkyrie,"
said Brannan, looking wet and miserable upon his white steed. He hadn't even bothered to comb his hair or do his makeup.
"I should have known that he would come after me."
"I can't believe that Princess Caressa came after me," said Merlin. "We are friends, sure, but, well, she's a princess. I think the Darklings were lying."
"But why didn't the Darklings mention anyone coming for you, Sir Knight?"
Gibrig asked. Merlin looked to him with big eyes that suggested it was a bad question, and the dwarf's mouth made a big O shape as he cringed with the realization of his tactless comment. Sir Elric glanced back at them all stoically.
"We should not waste worry on it, for Casimir is the greatest wizard in all the land. Whether these things are true or not, he will get to the bottom of it. Your friends are in good hands. Look there! Do you see that dark shadow upon the horizon to the west? That is the Wide Wall, my friends. Only a few days' march from here. You have done well."
The companions followed him through the drizzle and fog, feeling very much alone and quite miserable. The bleak feeling of helplessness caused by the Darklings haunted them as they rode in silence ever westward. Ever westward.